May we honor all those that people that we knew who have gone before us, who are now in eternity, and who are enjoying the presence of God. And we can look at them and we can say they truly lived the way God wanted them to live. It doesn't mean that they didn't make mistakes in their life, that they never sinned. It doesn't mean that at all. But their general and constant effort was to live the love that God had placed within them. You know, we all say that we make this effort to be holy, and we strive. You know, we pray, we make sacrifices, we do things that are difficult, we avoid things that we know are not right, and somehow or another we have the idea that we need to do all of these things to become holy. Well, the reality is that we are holy already. And you may look at yourself and say, no, I don't think so. And sometimes you may not act that way. And maybe other people will look at you and say, no, they're not quite there. But the fact is, we are holy already. Maybe this sounds strange to you, but holiness comes from God. It comes with the presence of God. And in our baptism, God made himself present within us so that we are holy. And unless you totally throw God out, consciously make that effort to get rid of him, he's not gone away. So that holiness stays within you. What our job is through our lifetime is to live lives that manifest that holiness, that reflect that holiness that is there. So when you do a kind deed for somebody, it's not because you thought of it and said, oh yeah, that's something I ought to do. That will give me one more check mark. I'll be on the good side. It doesn't work quite that way. But I do it because the holiness of God that is within me prompts me to do something good. Prompts me to bite my lip sometimes when I have nasty things to say about people. To bite my lip when I really want to cut somebody down. To that grace that hits me when I try to be patient, when I try to be understanding, all these things, that is the grace of God that is already in me, prompting me to act. And if I respond to that, I am reflecting the holiness of God that is in me. Because there is nothing I can do in this world to earn holiness. Holiness is of God. It's totally beyond anything that any of us is capable of earning. Holiness is God's gift. He gives it to us by his presence. And we believe he is present in each and every one of us because through our baptism, he moved in and said, this will be my dwelling place forever unless you deliberately, consciously reject me. So it's a different approach for us to kind of think about things. The holiness is already in us. Our job as Christian people is to reflect that, not only to those around us, but also to our God, honoring and respecting and giving homage to him, giving him time, sitting in conversation with God. That's the way we reflect that holiness that is ours already. So if we want to join our friends and our family and those who are near and dear to us in this lifetime, somehow or another we have to learn to respect that I am holy because God gave me that gift of his presence. And wherever he is, there is holiness. So if I truly believe that he dwells in me, which he does, then I am holy. I may think, it may sound like I'm bragging, but I'm not. I'm simply acknowledging the fact that God is with me. And my life, as a consequence, is supposed to reflect by the goodness, by the virtue, by the kindness, the generosity, the forgiveness, all of the things that Christ taught us. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Sometimes when we look at our world and we look at the lack of influence that we have, maybe it's because we turn things around sometimes and think it all depends on God, on us, when in reality, what God is asking us to do is to simply reflect his presence to this world through our own personal lives. So it truly is our feast today too, All Saints, because sainthood is simply holiness, awareness of God, God's presence, his goodness that is already within us. And one day we will see that and enjoy that face to face.